أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. This next quarter of the Sufara, and from here, this quarter, the three quarters of the Alif Lam Mim, and the first quarter of Sayyakun. About one Sufara, Allah Ta'ala discusses by and large the Bani Israel, the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon them, and also their disobedience almost continuously in spite of the great, great favors of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is reminding them of His favors upon them, and at the same time Allah also reminds them of all their disobedience. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Bani Israel, Ya Bani Israel, O the children of Israel, that is really the children of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the father of Ishaq alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam. So Allah is telling them, Uzkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum. Yaad karo mere ihsan jo maine tum par kiye. Remember my favors which I had bestowed upon you. In the previous ayat, where Allah Ta'ala said that the namaz of the khashi'een, with regard to that, or the arifin, the great awliya have written, it is such a namaz that in which we, our mind is fixed with Allah Ta'ala, our mind and heart, which comes in the hadith, أَنْتَ عَبُدَ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهِ, that you should worship Allah in such a way as though you are seeing Allah Ta'ala. That type of a namaz we should try and develop. And if we can't reach that level, then at least, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاهُ, that if we can't visualize and see that we are in the presence of Allah, then at least to have this conscious that Allah is watching me all the time. So if that type of a namaz is required, then in this ayat Allah Ta'ala reminds the Bani Israel of His favors upon them. And one of the greatest favors Allah Ta'ala says, which I favored you with, وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, اور اس کو کہ میں نے تم کو برائی دی تمام عالم پر. I gave you preference, I gave you honor and dignity over the entire universe that was at the time till Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's time. For them, Allah Ta'ala had blessed them with this great ni'mat that Allah had sent about 1,000 Anbiya alayhimus salam from the time of Yaqub alayhi salam to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. The Nabuwat is the greatest ni'mat, the greatest position, and it is not of choice, but it is a pure gift from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And also, جَعَلَ فِيكُمْ أَنْبِيَاءُ وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكًا وَآتَاكُمْ مَا لَمْ يُؤْتِ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ, that I made you, not only that, I gave you kingdom also. Allah Ta'ala had given Sulaiman alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, the kingdom of this world. In other words, all the great ni'mats of deen and the great ni'mats of dunya also Allah had given them. And such ni'mat, such kingdom Allah had given to Sulaiman alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, that nobody after that has got a kingdom like that. Till today, nobody has got that, where they flew in the air and they knew the language of the animals, the jinn was under their control. Nobody has got such hukumat and such governmental governance till today. Allah had blessed them with all of that. And if this was all in their time, from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah had given the greatest honor to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This was that honor, alal alameen, till the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They were the most favored and the most chosen people, the Bani Israel. They are under this illusion till today that they are the chosen servants of Allah Ta'ala, the Jews especially, and the rest of the people are like scum and dirt, and they have no value for the rest of people. Therefore, they treat them in the worst ways, and they justify it in all ways that they are the chosen people. And another great ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala had blessed the Bani Israel with, yea, in this ayat, is that Allah Ta'ala has informed them of them, or of it. Allah Ta'ala has made it known to them. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, very fortunate is that banda of Allah, whom Allah opens his faults to him. Many times a person is sitting with so many faults, but he thinks, I'm a very good person. The world is laughing at him, mocking at him. The world knows all his evils, but he thinks, I'm a very good person. When Allah opens the faults to a person, then the first thing is that he wants to rectify himself, correct himself. And this is also a great favor. And yeah, Allah openly had opened it up to the Bani Israel. So that is also a great favor of Allah Ta'ala upon them. So Allah Ta'ala had favored the Bani Israel in many ways like this. And Allah Ta'ala had informed them, now that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, you people had this honor, that you were the most chosen people. If you will believe in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, accept the deen of Islam, then this honor of yours will still carry on. But if you will reject, like Samiri and Qarun, they were also from the Bani Israel. They were also, but they rejected Musa alayhi salam and his teachings, and they suffered terrible consequences on that. So Allah Ta'ala informs the Bani Israel, if you will reject also now, then you will also suffer the consequences which the vast majority rejected, and the openly it was seen. They were thrown out of Khaybar, they were exiled from the Arabian Peninsula, and they were disgraced and humiliated in every way. And those who accepted, the few amongst them who accepted, Allah gave them great honor also. So in this, there are these great teachings that we have to also learn, that and from this, the ni'mats of Allah on one side, when we are reminded, when a person thinks of it, and he thinks of his disobedience to Allah, then there is a middle condition that comes out from this, from the ni'mats of Allah or any other person. And our disobedience, when we realize that, then the quality of shame, haya, comes into a person. That if somebody says, I did this for you, I did that for you, I did that for you, and you in turn, you disobeyed me like this, you went against me like this, you went against me like this, then the quality of shame and haya comes in a person. And that is the foundation of all good. The whole of Iman is on the foundation of haya, of shame. So this the condition of the Allah is reminding the Bani Israel, that that condition must come in them, and a reminder for us also. Think of all Allah's favors, innumerable Allah's favors. And on the other hand, we are so disobedient, we don't make two rakats of namaz properly also. Even our outward form of namaz is not correct. So we should think of that, and through this let haya and shame come into us, and then we also become the true servants of Allah with that shame and haya. May Allah bless us with these qualities, and during these very honorable and blessed days, we should not forget to read the third kalima. Great, great value. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam read the third kalima during these days. So on and off, as we get up, we sit down, we lie down, we are walking, whenever, we just should try and keep on reading the third kalima all the time. Great, great value there is in it. May Allah give us all.